Tonight on the Worldview Report, did the administration of Joe Biden order a strike on Russia's Nord Stream pipeline in an act of international sabotage? Some are pointing to a statement made by old Joe 6 months ago to suggest he was likely the culprit in what many consider to be an act of war. And now, all Americans still in Russia are being told to leave immediately. Remember those contact tracing apps that people in many countries, including the U.S., had on their cell phones during the COVID scare? One country is now flipping those apps into a permanent tracking device, monitoring its citizens' every move. And Justin Trudeau's plan to disarm the Canadian people isn't going to be carried out as seamlessly as he had hoped. We'll show you how Canadians are resisting. We've also got new details on the FBI's pre-dawn raid on a pro-life activist home in Pennsylvania. We'll compare and contrast that Gestapo-like raid to how Biden's FBI has treated another case in which a leftist shot and injured an 84-year-old pro-life activist. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm Brennan House. Europe's lifeline to Russian energy, as many of you know, has officially been severed, potentially accelerating the drift towards World War III. According to reports, both the Nord Stream 1 and Nord Stream 2 gas pipelines from Russia to Europe lost pressure and ruptured in an overnight operation, sending plumes of methane up through the Baltic Sea. Some point the finger at Vladimir Putin, alleging that it was a false flag attack by the Russians to drive up the cost of oil and natural gas. The Russian government responded by saying such an operation would be stupid and self-defeating. Others say Ukraine could have sabotaged the pipeline in order to draw Europe further into the war with Russia. But still others are pointing the finger squarely at Joe Biden. Why? Because Biden made a statement 6 months ago in which he promised that the pipelines would be, quote, no longer, end quote, if Russia invaded Ukraine. Watch this.
Let me answer the first question first. If Germany, if Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine again. Then there will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly, since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control?
We will, I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Norway has now replaced Russia as Europe's top natural gas supplier, as energy supply chains are being hastily restructured. But according to an article in the Daily Mail, being the largest supplier to the energy-stricken continent comes with risks, as the Scandinavian country's oil and gas rigs in the North Sea have been buzzed by mysterious drones. The country's Petroleum Safety Authority warned these mysterious drones could unleash, quote, deliberate attacks, end quote, on critical energy infrastructure, or even smash into a helicopter on an offshore oil rig. Norway's energy ministry, well, they explained that the government is, quote, increasing security at infrastructure sites, land terminals, and platforms on the Norwegian continental shelf, end quote. Drones have buzzed at least six of the Norwegian energy giants Equinor's offshore platforms, coming within the security perimeter of 500 meters. One drone, well, it flew within 50 meters of the platform in the Norwegian Sea. According to the Daily Mail article, the, quote, Scandinavian country has a vast network of pipelines linking it to the continent, which experts have said are at risk of sabotage, end quote. This report comes as U.S. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm alerted EU countries to increase security around energy assets, including LNG carriers en route to Europe. Indian officials are repurposing a controversial COVID-19 contact tracing app to be used as a key component of the country's healthcare infrastructure. That's what the National Pulse is reporting. The app was developed in 2020 by the country's Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. It was initially advertised as a, quote, temporary solution to a temporary problem, end quote. The government, however, now plans to broaden usage of the app, with a senior official announcing that it will become the country's sole healthcare app. Citizens can use the app to book appointments, schedule surgeries, etc. The decision follows the app's rollout being met with significant controversy over its potential threat to data privacy and allowing for government intrusion into healthcare. That, again, is according to the article in the National Pulse. It stores location data and requires constant access to the user's Bluetooth, with the app justifying its invasive measures as essential, letting people know if they've been near a person infected with COVID. The app then allows for authorities to upload the gathered information to a government-owned and operated server, which, quote, provides data to persons carrying out medical and administrative interventions necessary in relation to COVID-19, end quote. According to the National Pulse, a clause in the app's terms and conditions also states that the user, quote, agrees and acknowledges that the government of India will not be liable for any unauthorized access to your information or modification thereof, end quote. Despite the invasive tracking feature, millions were left with a dire choice: either download the app or go to jail, as the government announced that downloading it would be mandatory for both government and private employees. Some Indian suburbs, such as Noida, made downloading the app compulsory for all residents, threatening 6 months of jail time if they failed to comply. A leader of India's Congress Party criticized the app as a, quote, sophisticated surveillance system, end quote. He did that in a tweet. And as you know, this is part of the global tracking, monitoring, and social scoring program being pushed by the World Economic Forum. Every nation will at some point be pressured to implement this system if the globalists at the World Economic Forum and UN get their way. The Countersignal is reporting some promising news out of Canada regarding the resistance in that country to Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's recently announced plans to disarm law-abiding Canadians. The government of Saskatchewan announced it will follow Alberta's lead in telling the Royal Canadian Mounted Police to ignore orders from the Trudeau Liberals to confiscate citizens' legally purchased firearms. Saskatchewan Chief Firearms Officer Bob Freeberg revealed that the province wrote to the RCMP saying, quote, no providentially funded resources of any type, end quote, including the RCMP, will be used for Federal Public Safety Minister Marco Madinsio's gun bans and buybacks. Freeberg made the comments on the radio program The John Gormley Show. As first reported by the Countersignal, the government of Alberta sent instructions to the RCMP K Division, the arm of the federal police force with authority in Alberta, to ignore orders from the Trudeau Liberals to confiscate firearms. The orders come after Madinsio requested Premier Jason Kenney's government help in implementing the so-called buyback program. Quote, I'm writing to seek your support in implementing the buyback program, end quote. That's what he wrote in a letter to the Alberta government. He said his office would be working directly with policing authorities to successfully implement the program. In May 2020, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced he was banning more than 1,500 models of firearms, including AR-15s. Owners of these guns would have a 2-year amnesty period to come into compliance with the prohibition. That's what he said at the time. The Liberals said they plan on spending up to $250 million buying back the guns. Well, Alberta Minister of Justice Tyler Shandro said Monday he would obstruct the gun grab by any means necessary. Quote, Alberta is not legally obligated and will not offer any provincial resources to the federal government as it seeks to confiscate lawfully acquired firearms, end quote. That's how Chandro responded. Quote, the decision to ban over 1,500 models of different firearms simply because the style of the firearm was deemed to be aesthetically displeasing is offensive and suggests to us that you are uninterested in meaningfully addressing gun crime, end quote. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Coffee. I get products all the time from entrepreneurs for my new platform, MyStore.com. And when I tried My Coffee for the first time, I was blown away. It is the best coffee I've ever had in my life. I spent the last 4 months doing my due diligence, and this family-owned business micromanages every step from the fields to the cup to ensure the best quality coffee you're ever gonna have. It starts with the beans that are grown in Honduras. Honduras's volcanic soil and humid climate make the perfect growing conditions for coffee plants, which produce the best beans ever. Then each batch is tested for its aroma, taste, and other aspects to meet the highest standards in the coffee industry. And after that, it goes into production, which is all done right here in the USA. It's like you're getting that small batch specialty coffee, but delivered right to your front door. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code and you'll get your very own My Coffee for 25% off. You guys all know that I've traveled the country for the past year and a half. I've stayed in hundreds of hotels. I've tried every coffee out there. Well, some of the coffees have that terrible aftertaste, some that leave me jittery, or I get an upset stomach. Well, My Coffee is different. It's the richest, smoothest, best coffee I've ever had. My Coffee comes in a variety of flavors. You get them ground or whole bean. Plus, it's certified organic and non-GMO. I guarantee it'll be the best coffee you've ever had. So go to MyStore.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and you'll get My Coffee for 25% off. And I'm going to give you deep discounts on all My Store products. That's MyStore.com. It's my new platform for USA entrepreneurs. Please order now.
Welcome back. We played for you in our previous newscast the now famous speech delivered by Italian firebrand Giorgia Meloni, who was just elected to be the next prime minister of Italy. For standing up in defense of traditional values of family, faith, and country, Meloni has been universally condemned by the global media in this country and others as the second coming of Mussolini. She's a so-called fascist, they say. Without explaining how demanding parents have a say in their children's education or that boys be referred to as he and girls as she, for example, makes one a fascist. We're just supposed to believe it because they say it is so. A new study was published September 26 that admits the mRNA so-called vaccine clinical trials excluded several vulnerable groups, including children and breastfeeding mothers. These tests should have been done before rolling out a massive vaccination program, but hey, this is the new way of practicing experimental medicine, so writes Dr. Brian Brittle in a recent commentary. Results of the study, well, they were published in the high-impact medical journal called JAMA Pediatrics. JAMA stands for Journal of the American Medical Association. Dr. Brittle provided a commentary on this new study, which sought to establish if the spike protein got into breast milk, a concern that was raised by some scientists as something deserving of intensive investigation back in May and June of 2021. These concerns were dismissed as misinformation, and the scientists raising them were, quote, raked over the coals well over 1 year ago, end quote. That's what he writes. But the new study, while paying the necessary homage to the official narrative, serves as a belated confirmation their concerns were well-founded. Brittle writes, quote, at its core, this new peer-reviewed scientific publication provides clear proof of principal evidence that the mRNA from both Pfizer, BioNTech's, and Moderna's COVID-19 inoculations gets into the breast milk of lactating mothers. Obstetric, gynecology, and pediatric societies outright lied to you when they said that no components of the so-called vaccines get into breast milk, end quote. There are already several known cases of babies dying or getting severely ill as a result of breastfeeding from COVID-vaxxed mothers. The U.S. Embassy in Russia is urging Americans in the country to leave immediately while warning U.S. citizens to not travel to Russia after Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered a call-up of 300,000 reservists to aid depleted forces in Ukraine. The embassy said in a September 28 security alert, the Russia may prevent U.S. citizens from leaving the country and could conscript dual nationals into military service. Russia might refuse to acknowledge dual nationals' U.S. citizenship or restrict their access to U.S. consular assistance, officials said. Many flights increased and prices soared after Putin announced a call-up of reservists for the first time since World War II. You can see this tweet from the CEO of the Hermitage Museum in Russia. Many Americans who have business or family ties to Russia have already left, but some remain. This may be a so-called last call warning before Russia closes its borders and the war drums now beaten by both NATO and Russia evolve into a full-blown world war between superpowers. The Gateway Pundit reports that Virgin Atlantic Airlines has modified its gendered clothing requirement uniform policy to permit male staff to wear skirts as it launches a new campaign to become the world's, quote, most inclusive airline, end quote. Pronoun badges will also be offered to the plane crew and customers in addition to allowing staff to, quote, wear uniforms that express their true identity, end quote. Virgin Atlantic staffers are now given, quote, gender inclusive, end quote, uniform options. The so-called red option was previously required uniform for female flight attendants, and the burgundy option was previously worn by male flight attendants. Now, either option is available for either sex, allowing men to wear skirts and women to wear trousers. Additional options are now available for, quote, non-binary, end quote, members of the crew. Customers, well, they're now permitted to select new, quote, gender-neutral, end quote, pronouns, including MX, U, or X. These markers, well, they can be used when booking their flights. The airline staff will also be provided with pronoun badges to display to passengers the pronouns they prefer to be referred to as. The optional badges are also available to customers during check-ins. All Virgin Atlantic staffers are also now required to attend inclusivity training. This is what was being reported by the Daily Mail. In religious news, the founder of the international ministry Open Doors, well, they've announced the passing of their founder, Brother Andrew, as he was known. He died on Tuesday at the age of 94 at his home in the Netherlands. That's according to a family spokesperson. Open Doors is the oldest worldwide ministry to persecuted Christians. Under Brother Andrew's leadership, the ministry, well, they expanded into more than 60 countries, where they now today provide Bibles, emergency relief, vocational training, community rebuilding, and other essential help to Christians who are persecuted because of their faith. Open Doors is celebrating 67 years of ministry this year in 2022. Brother Andrew earned the nickname God Smuggler for his daring Bible deliveries behind the Iron Curtain at the very height of the Cold War, and was known by many for his adventurous faith and intensely devoted prayer life. David Curry, president and CEO of Open Doors USA, said in a statement about the passing of the ministry's founder, quote, Brother Andrew was an ordinary man who chose to go to hard places and do amazing things for one reason. He was following Jesus. One of the most interesting and well-known Christian leaders of our time, his passing indeed leaves a great void. But we believe, as he did, that God will raise people up to continue his good work in the persecuted church, to be the Brother Andrews of our generation, end quote. After enduring the German occupation of the Netherlands during World War II, Brother Andrew, well, he went to Poland with a suitcase full of Bibles and Christian literature. There, Brother Andrew discovered the churches behind the Iron Curtain were isolated. sparking his passion to serve them and ultimately leading them to form the ministry that became known as Open Doors. Brother Andrew, I'm sure he heard, well done. Well, I wanted to include a commemoration to Brother Andrew. I grew up as a very young child hearing about him, hearing his stories, and seeing his book, God Smuggler, in my home. A group of about a dozen congressional Republicans want Attorney General Merrick Garland to answer for the early morning raid last week on the home of pro-life Catholic and father of seven, Mark Hawk, in Pennsylvania. Hawk pleaded not guilty on September 27th to two federal charges of violating the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrance, also known as FACE. He reportedly did this in 2021 when he is alleged to have pushed an abortion clinic employee who was harassing his then 12-year-old son. State charges had already been dismissed this summer, but Attorney General Garland picked up the case and prosecuted Hawk under federal laws that shield abortion clinic customers from sidewalk counselors. The letter by the lawmakers that was released on Tuesday, September 27th, asked Garland to explain the, quote, extraordinary reason for showing up at the home of an American family, allegedly with roughly 25 heavily armed federal agents, and arresting a father in front of his seven children, end quote. Here's a clip from LifeSite News and their recent interview with the Hawk family spokesman. Watch this.
The accusation in question, it revolves around the Federal Access to Clinic Entrances Act, which is an act of basically sort of safeguarding so-called abortuaries, which are killing children on the inside and people can't protest on the outside. But if you can get into us or into the specifics with us, please, of what happened.
And, you know, it's interesting that you just quoted that act, because if this act had occurred at a soccer field or in a restaurant, there would have been absolutely no consequences to it. But it happened to occur on the sacred ground of the progressive human secular left in front of their temple of worship, impacting their sacrament. Because what took place, even if you were to accept the alleged victim's story, was a man was pushed. But what was taking place, and for those of us who have ever been to these clinics, there's always people around trying to goad the prayer warriors into some kind of an action. And this was this role of this other gentleman. That was his role. Seemed to be, he's an escort, but he was also, frankly, some of these people almost appeared demonic in their language and their vile towards the prayer warriors. That's kind of an editorial on my part. I mean, the facts of the matter, as has been expressed to me because I wasn't there, is that Mark was doing his street counseling and he was with his 12-year-old son, Mark. And this gentleman began to target young Mark, was in his face. I don't know the exact words that he was using, but it was an uncomfortable experience. Big Mark saw it happening, went over and with strength and virility, because Mark's a strong, virile guy, he asked him to stop. The gentleman continued to lean in. Mark stepped between him. The guy just continued to lean in, and Mark pushed him away from his son. Now, look, between you and I thought Mark showed incredible restraint. I mean, who among us, seeing our son verbally abused by a grown man, wouldn't want to do more than just push him?
We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and for the first time ever, you can get my three-piece towel sets for the lowest price ever. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own MyPillow three-piece towel sets for only $19.98. What makes MyPillow towels different is their proprietary technology. They're highly absorbent yet soft and made with 100% USA cotton. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work. What a concept.
I really love the towels. They're really great. They're super absorbent.
And now you can get them for the best price ever. Go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code or call the number on your screen now and get your very own three-piece towel sets for only $19.98. Please order now.
Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. We'd like to compare the government's treatment of Mark Hawk, terrorizing his children in a pre-dawn raid on his home with armed agents barging in with guns drawn, with how they've treated a Michigan man who shot an 84-year-old pro-life woman. The elderly woman was shot September 20th in Lake Odessa. That's in Michigan. And she was shot while she was campaigning against a Michigan ballot referendum that would legalize abortion on demand up to birth. Now, the man who shot her is claiming it was a so-called accident, and he has not been charged with any crime. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt for a minute and say maybe he did pull the trigger by accident. It doesn't explain why he picked up a gun and pointed it at the unarmed 84-year-old woman to begin with. That in itself could justify charges and would result in charges if it were the other way around. I think we all know that. Mark Hawk didn't point a gun at anyone. He, as a grown man looking out for his own young son, pushed another grown man who he felt was threatening his son. Now, he's being charged with a felony by Joe Biden's Justice Department. According to a press release from Right to Life Michigan, quote, the 84-year-old victim said she was shot in the back and shoulder while leaving a residence during a heated conversation, and that the man who shot her was not part of her conversation, end quote. The press release continues, quote, the victim does not know the identity or motive of her shooter. The victim is still recovering from her gunshot wound and wishes to remain anonymous while the criminal investigation proceeds, end quote. This type of violence against pro-life Americans doesn't concern the Department of Justice or the FBI. But a man pushing a pro-abortion radical for trying to intimidate his 12-year-old son, well, I guess that rises to a whole new level. Yep, that's now a top priority. This administration, or I should say, this regime, has so strayed far outside the rule of law in its skewed idea of justice that it's making America look more and more like China or the Soviet Union than the land of the free and the home of the brave. Hopefully, we're still brave, even if we're not that free. It's going to take bravery to stand up to Joe Biden's Gestapo and his regime as it becomes more and more desperate to hold onto power in the weeks and months ahead. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, we thank you for tuning in, and we hope you'll support us going forward. You can do that in a few ways. MyPillow.com and use the promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, so much more. MyPillow.com, a great place to do your Christmas shopping. Again, please use that promo code B66. We get credit, and you get savings. You can also go to mystore.com, the home of American entrepreneurs. Find a lot of great products there. Please, again, use that promo code B66. You get savings, we get credit. You can also go to wvwtvstore.com. We have, emergency freeze-dried food there that has a 25-year shelf life. We've been distributors of such since 2016, and it's a big part of our general operating budget. We just got 9 pallets in last week. We have plenty, but we can't promise you that going forward. Lots of weird things happening, and supplies can go fast, and then there can be delays in inventory arriving to our warehouse. So we urge you to order while we have it at wvwtvstore.com, wvwtvstore.com. You can also order it over the phone. If you're liking to order 2 or 3 years' worth, we can cut you a deal on the shipping cost over the phone. That number is 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. You can also go to wvwfoundation.com and support our Worldview Weekend Foundation. The purpose of that foundation is to use the technology and our broadcast to proclaim the truth of a Christian worldview, thus the Worldview Report. You can make a contribution online at wvwfoundation.com. You'll also find our mailing address there, and you can make a contribution over the phone at 901-468-9357, 901-468-9357. Don't forget about our 19th annual Ozarks Worldview Weekend coming up on Friday night, October 14th. It begins at 6 p.m. on beautiful Lake of the Ozarks. Full details on that conference at wvwtvstore.com. or you can call and register over the phone at 901-468-9357. I'll be speaking along with Mike Lindell, Roger Stone, Dr. Andy Woods, Dr. Lee Merritt, Leo Holman, Annie Cyrus, and the list goes on and on. All the details at wvwtvstore.com. Well, till next time, I'm Brandon House. Thanks for watching. May God save America. Take care.